Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back from another fun-filled adventure in iPhone photography land. My name is Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
Oh, yes, and I'm Matt Hoffman.
Oh, we should have had you say, and I'm Joe Ferreira. Oh, boy. Hang on. I'm going to make some noise here. I'm adjusting my mic. There we go. Pretty fun week for me for iPhone photography. I've actually done more this week in iPhone photography than I've done in since I came back from Mexico.
And 100% of nothing is?
Exactly.
I kid.
So that's good. But I really quickly before we go too much further, I posted today on the Tiny Shutter Facebook page a sneak peek of the new Galaxy or the HTC One.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That is a sexy, sexy camera.
Damn straight it is. Camera, you mean phone, but yeah.
No, camera, well, camera and phone. Both of them are pretty awesome.
It's freaking pretty sweet, right? And this is like a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking, as soon as I saw it and I read a little bit about it, I'm like, this could be the thing. Because I wasn't over the hills in love with the iPhone 5. Like I was when the 4 came out and I bought the 4 and I was totally in love with it.
Yeah.
And was from day one till the day I got rid of it for the 5, I was in love with my iPhone 4. Mm-hmm. And the iPhone 5, I'm just like, meh, you know? I mean, and I don't know if that's because I've set my standards so high or whatnot.
But I totally agree with you. I'm going to interrupt you there for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
The more I hear news about these upcoming smartphones, the more and more I am mad at that presentation that Tim Cook did.
Steve Jobs?
No, not Steve Jobs. Cook. When he did the presentation for the iPhone 5.
Why? What did he do?
Just tried to. It was basically he was trying to do the Steve Jobs presentation about.
He was trying to be Steve Jobs.
Essentially, and he was spouting about the camera being this awesome, great, magnificent breakthrough. We aligned the lenses in a proper way. Secret shit. And it was like, all right, well, all right, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, when this thing came out, I'm like, you know what? Apple really, really dropped the ball on the 5.
Well, I don't know. I think that's harsh. I don't think that they dropped the ball on the 5 as much as they didn't knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I think that's the better way to say it. They didn't knock it out of the park the same way that the iPhone 4 did.
Right.
The iPhone 4 really knocked it out of the park. It was a total breakthrough. It was totally awesome. And, you know, I mean, the 4S was a second version, blah, 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 whatever. I mean, and it was better, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the iPhone 5 launch, right? It's, I mean, the form factor, it's good looking, but I just don't know if I honestly don't know if I like this. I think I like the feel of the iPhone 4 better.
Yeah. But we don't need to get thinner.
God, I swear to God, if it gets any thinner, right?
but anyway. I actually used it to jimmy open a lock recently.
Yeah. So, but I do really, really, really love the looks of this freaking thing. You know, and I don't know. I'm dead serious. Like this could be the thing. And I'm scared because I don't really want to deal with Android and all that kind of shit. But this thing is sexy looking.
It is. And at this point now, we kind of talked about this on the Lens Wipe last week, but the episode was so horrible that I didn't post it. that's another story. My fault, by the way. Another story. Anyway, so we talked about it, and really the only thing that's keeping us in the iPhone environment is basically the iPhone environment. The tech has already been surpassed. I mean, Retina screen, so what? Everybody's doing Retina to some degree or another. In fact, everybody has higher pixel densities.
Right.
Is it the camera? No, because you have this camera that's blowing iPhone out of the water, and so is, what's the other one? the Nokia has
I don't know if
yeah, but it's Nokia. It's a Windows phone. No one cares.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought it's worth mentioning. If you get a chance, actually, I'll shoot a link over to Ferreira, and he can put it in the show notes. And it's definitely worth looking at. This one's skinny as shit too, and but I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, damn.
If the next,
girl.
I know, if the next iPhone doesn't have a better camera. If it's going to be only an incremental update, then I don't know.
A friend of mine just went from Android to iPhone a few weeks ago, right? I'm mm-hmm. like, aha, finally, I told you. And then I texted him, and you know, we were texting back and forth. I text him all the time. And so I texted him earlier this week, like Monday, I think, and noticed that my text to him was green. I'm like, uh-oh. he ditched the iPhone 5 and went back to his Android device.
Did he?
Yep.
Yep. That's a scary concept. I mean, the app gap that people are experiencing is really closing in.
Yeah.
I'd say within a year or so, you're going to have. Oh no! Let me take that back. You're right. That is kind of premature. Within 2-3 years.
Yeah. Part of the see for me, and we'll move on. I don't want to beat this up, but for me, it's the whole ecosystem around Apple. I have Mac computers. I've got 3 iPads in the house. Every single kid's got an iPhone. You know, when I download an app, it goes to everybody's phone. When my kids download a song, it goes to everybody's phone. You know, I mean,
yeah.
We've just got this whole ecosystem, and I'm sure they have it there too. But I mean, we're invested. We drank the Kool-Aid, and now we're invested. And so,
anyway. We drank the Kool-Aid, now we're on the alien ship.
So anyway, and so we had another piece of news about the those folks over there at Instagram are now.
They got a couple more people.
A few more people signed up. So now each person that signed up for Instagram is worth $10, according to the buyout of Facebook, right?
Yeah, 100, pretty much.
100 million times 10 equals a billion. Is that right? Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Sure.
So
the value of each person for a $1 billion buyout is $10. So anyway, there's 100 million users now on Instagram. And
Active users.
Is that really active?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All Things D is reporting 100 million active users.
Nice.
So I'd get $20 because I have 2 active Instagram accounts.
Nice. Yeah, so that's 100 million more pictures of feet and breakfast.
Which I got to say, the thing
there's another joke I post too much, right?
How many more millions of spammers do you think of this?
Right.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
The link I posted, was it this morning?
Yeah.
Of the 12 most cliche Instagram photos.
Yeah, that was good. Fingernails. I don't think it was a comprehensive list. I think we should do our own.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I didn't think that I was going to be guilty of too many of them until I scrolled through it and I was like, oh crap.
It's funny. It's funny you say that, Matt, because I was sitting there saying the same thing. I'm like, there's no way I'm guilty of these. And then I scroll through, and I'm guilty of 6 of them. And so, actually, so let's go through. Let's do this real quick.
Okay.
Instagram things that we are guilty of. Mark is guilty of the first one, taking pictures of his feet.
Now, hang on. I got to disagree here. Because I took pictures of feet. I'm not denying that. But what they did was they broke feet up the feet. Feet on a beach, I am not guilty of.
Right. It's funny. I have taken this picture before. It wasn't feet on the beach though. It was feet on the cruise ship, and with the ocean behind us. But I never posted it on Instagram.
I want to do a parody of all the cliche stuff and just kind of give it a twist. So if I do a photo of feet, I want it dangling off a building.
I can safely say I've never done this one.
Not on Instagram or anywhere.
No, never.
The next one is clouds. I've got several pictures of clouds. I actually like pictures of clouds.
I like them too.
So have you done this one, Mark?
Oh, definitely. More than, clouds in conjunction with sunsets.
The next one. Oh, and sunsets, right. What about you, Matt?
Well, this one's tough. I mean, definitely I've emphasized clouds in a landscape picture, but I don't know that I have any pictures that are specifically just where the subject
feature the
is
clouds.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think I do.
So I'm like, I'm straddling the thin line.
Well, I think that if they are not the feature of the image, then you can't say yes to that one.
All right, then I'm in the same boat there.
Okay. See, I have pictures of actual clouds. The next one is food porn. So this is the big breakfast joke. They actually have a picture. Their example is a picture of some pretty damn yummy looking onion soup. And I have definitely taken food pictures. I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever posted. Yes, I have. I have posted on Instagram.
I'm guilty of this. I did, what's it called? My pancakes for my Vermont trip.
Nice.
I have. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
breakfast at a diner. Yep. It was like too good to not take a picture.
Yeah.
Of.
The next. Oh, yeah. Our trip to, what's it called?
The pancake.
Yeah, flapjacks.
Flapjacks, yeah.
Oh, I had to do that one.
Nice.
But in my defense, I was also testing the 645 Pro app.
Oh, right. I remember that. So the next one is one that I hope that none of us are guilty of.
I thought this was one of your six, Keith.
Well, my daughter has done it, but I haven't done it. And it's nail art, taking pictures of your painted nails.
You know, I'm going to go one up on this and say, well, I didn't do this except for that time with my David Bowie concert. It's a specific kind of nail shot. It's
right,
when people
it's that
do
one
the
where
cat
they're folded
claws.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's even worse than just doing a typical nail shot.
All right. I'm not allowed to paint my nails anymore.
All right, and next one.
The next one is inspirational quotes. So basically
anything on the popular page.
Text, right. Text on a background. I have never done this, and it irritates me.
I've never done it on a background. the only thing I did for text is like doing announcements on like podcasts and stuff.
Right. I mean, I have done that. I've announced some tiny Shutter stuff, but it's been more image based rather than just text on a background kind of stuff.
All right. So for me, does visiting, telling people to go visit my Insta Canvas gallery, does that count?
No.
Oh, well, then I'm not.
No,
guilty.
That's that. I mean, I guess some people could consider that an inspirational quote.
If you ended that advertisement with "for shizzle," then
be strong. The next one is tall buildings
from ground level. They had to emphasize.
Oh
that.
Yes, I'm sure. Right, tall buildings shot from the ground. And so, you know, I don't know if I have any of these on my Instagram feed. I definitely have some architecture stuff, and I definitely have some looking up type of stuff. But I don't think – I'm looking through right now. I don't think I have any that would fit into this particular category. So that might knock me down to 5 out of 12.
I have – yeah, I'm kind of on the fence on this one. Like specifically of looking up at buildings – is that what they're insinuating?
Well, yeah, that's what it says. Tall building shot from the ground. So you're
well,
looking up.
I could be a mile away. I'm still on the ground.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I've got, so I do have some, I mean, tall is relative, right? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stories. I don't, that probably doesn't qualify, right?
I see, again, gray area. I've gotten a
city skyline in Boston with a sunset, so
yeah.
which is going to be the next one, I think.
So anyway. out of all the pictures, out of the 12 pictures in this little article, this is my favorite shot, the tall buildings.
Oh, yeah, it's actually a pretty cool shot too, right?
Yeah, I'm not guilty of this one either.
The next one I am guilty of, and that is latte art. Right. Last year... I have beer art too. I have one of my Instagram shots is the same kind of shot you would normally see of beer art. I mean of latte art, mm-hmm. but it's a shot down on a beer because I saw a little puppy paw print in the bubbles in my beer. But I also have a latte art in here somewhere, I think.
I've never done latte art.
Yeah,
have you ever had a latte?
Well, that's
drink
a good place
that.
To start.
you know what? Maybe I didn't post it because I felt it was too damn cliche to post. That could be a possibility because I can't see it here on my feed anywhere. That could be a very good possibility. All right, what's the next one?
What do we got?
The next one is SMS conversations. I have never done that.
No, I haven't.
Screen cap of an SMS conversation gone wrong.
Definitely not. Again, that's something you'll find on Instagram's popular page.
That'll be on the popular page, right?
Next to the Justin Bieber photo.
9 out of 12. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, so far I'm like 1 for 8. Oh, here we go. Guilty. Wings.
9 out of 12 I am very guilty of, and that is not very guilty, but I am guilty of, and that is airplane wings.
So apparently, airlines have shifted all their seats to be next to airplane wings.
I know, right? It feels like that. I'll tell you what. It definitely feels like. I did this on our recent trip to Mexico. We were going down at just the right time, and the sunset was just so gorgeous. I'm like, I got to do it, and I did it.
Well, yeah. If we had done this like 2 weeks ago, I would have said no to this one, but. Last week, I flew from Boston to sunny Minneapolis, and leaving Boston, I couldn't resist. It looked really cool. I had to get a shot.
You know, I'm actually wrong. I don't have one on my Instagram feed. I'm looking through, and I took one when we went to Mexico, but it's not posted, so I will fix that. Yeah, you better go. All right, number 10 is... the most cliche bathroom mirror selfies. So I haven't done these. I have done selfies. I have selfies on my Instagram feed, but I have never done one in a bathroom mirror.
I have, but I was goofing off. Does that count?
Yeah. It's on your Instagram feed, that counts.
Okay. Narcissism is narcissism.
But it wasn't narcissistic. I was making
You have a selfie in a bathroom mirror on your Instagram feed.
Right.
Then you're guilty.
Okay. All right.
Rules are rules, man.
They made a good rule.
I'm not guilty of this. I'm proud to say.
Good. Yeah.
But I might. My favorite ones.
My favorite ones are the ones that have the crapper in the background too.
I encourage the crapper to be in the background. That at least makes the show interesting.
Even worse, ones that are done in public restrooms.
While the person's on the crapper.
With somebody in the background on the crapper.
Hey, did we, if I recall, one of them was group feet photos.
Well, that's the next one. Number 11 is circle of feet. I've never done circle of feet.
I've never seen circle of feet.
Yes, I've seen it several times. Oh, definitely.
I see couples with feet.
You know who I've seen? Actually, I've seen it several times from this particular person, I believe, is the lady who does the stories, the Shutter Sisters lady.
Oh, Tricia Clark.
I think I've seen several on her page, but I've seen them around,
too. But she's from California.
That does ring a bell, but I want to make this happen.
Tiny Shutter group. With the lens wipe?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All feet photos if we can't get past our guts.
We'll do that right after we do our Harlem Shake video.
I want to find people with kind of like gnarly feet.
I can't remember where I saw it, but we had a conversation similar to this way back. It was a picture of a feet, but the folks were creative enough to make the feet in the shape of a hashtag. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. All right, and the last one is sunsets. Now, sunsets is probably one of the biggest cliches out there, but you know what else sunsets is guilty of? It is the most spammed hashtag on Instagram.
Is it?
Oh, my God, it's so... Go look at the Instagram hashtag for sunset, and one out of every 20 will actually be a sunset. It's crazy. All right, so that's that story. I thought that was fun. Instagram now has 100 million users, and we will move on, unless you guys have anything to add. Oh, well, first of all, I am definitely guilty of sunset shots. You guys?
Oh, definitely.
No.
Really?
I mean, not like that, not where the foreground or the ground is like just silhouetted, no.
Oh, I got tons of them.
Yeah, I'm a little bit past that.
All right.
Well, oh, good for you.
I'm kidding.
And our next kind of quasi story is that Adobe has downsized and redesigned Adobe Photoshop Touch for the iPhone.
Now, is this going to be your focus point?
No.
Okay.
It is going to be my... This is a pretty cool piece of news, and I'm going to just tell you about it and let you know that I believe it is $499. Mm-hmm. Photoshop Touch for the iPad is $999, right?
Yeah.
So, this... Remember when we talked about... when I think it was when the iPhone 4S came out, or when was it? When iPhoto came out for the iPhone.
That came out with 4S, I believe. Okay.
And part of the issue with iPhoto on the iPad, it was a great program, but on the iPhone, it was just you just couldn't use it. It was unusable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think part of what Adobe did with this particular app is they redesigned Photoshop Touch. And you're not getting a downsized version of the iPad program here, so that's probably why it's not a universal app. So you have to pay for it again, right?
Right.
It's an app that works really damn well on the iPhone. I just downloaded it this morning. It was just released early this morning, and I've been screwing around with it, and I can tell you that this has a clear chance at replacing Snapseed for me.
Really?
It's wow. Really, really. And here's the thing. Let me backtrack for 1 second and say that I'm a huge Photoshop nut. I use Photoshop every single day on my computer. It's part of what I do for work. It's part of what I do.
Yeah, I heard it's your iPhone's ringtone.
I don't get that. Is that a joke?
That was just a joke.
I use Photoshop every day, so a lot of what's going on in this app I'm familiar with, and I've been desiring to have in an app. You've got selection tools here. You can do the polygon lasso, square or round lasso selection tools. You have brushes. Clone stamps, which I know other apps have these things, but you have the blur tool, you've got the smudge tool, you've got the healing brush, tons and tons of stuff like that. All sorts of great stuff you can do with selections. Layers, you have huge layer support here, so I can rearrange my layers. I can change the blending modes of the layers. All sorts of cool stuff like that. And working with the layers palette on the side of the phone is really easy. It's a great, easy function to use. What else? Changing the size and brush and size and quality of the brush is something that this knocks out of the park compared to any of the other apps I've used. Personally, you can change size, hardness, flow, and the opacity of the brush right from the pretty easy to get to UI.
Yeah.
And then there's 12 kind of canned filters that you can use and adjust the opacity of, like saturation and vibrance in here. Vibrance is not in here, but we have levels, we have curves, we have brightness and contrast, temperature, and all that kind of stuff in there.
Right.
And it's really, really good. And again, I just got this morning and I've only had so much time to play with it. You've got styles and effects. So like some of the other stuff you see in Photoshop, like when you can bump out, what do they call it? Let me find it and I can not sound so stupid. I don't know. Anyway, like the filters like ripple and stylize stuff, old photocopy, just goofy stuff like that. Like you might find in some of the other apps, but it's right here in the Photoshop app.
Yeah.
Crop tool, straighten, all those kinds of things. Now you can add text from this one instead of having to have a different app to add text in, because I was going to one of several other apps to add text if I wanted to add text. But and then the other thing too is the warp tool, which is pretty freaking cool if you wanted to do warping on an image.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so you can sit there and really kind of make some neat manipulations to a picture with the warp tool. And so that's it. Anyway, $499. It's if $499 is no big deal to you, and photo manipulation is something that you enjoy doing, then this app is a must-have. It's really, really awesome. It's huge. Photoshop did it right. Adobe did it right. It's a great app.
Keith, I think there's something else that I think is a pretty cool feature that you didn't mention, especially for someone like you that uses Photoshop.
Here comes the joke.
No. There's no joke. No joke. I don't make jokes on this show.
Yeah. To be honest with you, yours are some of the funniest.
No, I'm actually being serious right
That's
now.
That's what everybody but Mark says anyway.
No, I had my mic muted. I'm sorry. I couldn't come up with a witty comeback because I was silenced.
Anyway, so. Go ahead, buddy.
You know, if you're using Photoshop all the time, like on your desktop or your laptop or whatever, this has the ability to sync projects. So if you took a halfway decent photo on your iPhone and you're messing around with it in Photoshop, you could sync that project with your iPad or your desktop and then go to one of those devices to work on it later.
That's great. I did not know that. That's something that's pretty epically awesome.
Yeah, this seems like a pretty cool app, and in all honesty, I will probably check it out. But the problem I'm running into now is that I have a lot of really awesome apps, and I have, you know, a workflow that I don't religiously stick to. It just kind of depends on what the photo is. But when it comes to working with layers and stuff, I've been using FilterStorm a lot lately.
Oh, good for you.
Sorry. I couldn't resist.
I think right now, just kind of comparing specs, FilterStorm still has this app, this Photoshop app beat when it comes to working in layers. With the with Photoshop Touch, you're limited to 3 layers. And with FilterStorm, you could work with 5 layers. And if you continue to add layers, it just merges the first and second layer together.
But if you have the multiple layers,
where did you see that you could only add 3 layers?
Photoshop Touch for phones brings layers, which it decreases to 3 if you're editing at max resolution. My bad.
Yeah, because I just tried to test your theory here. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Duplicate layer again, 7, duplicate layer again, 8, duplicate layer again, 9. It's just stacking up.
Yeah, but okay. You're losing resolution.
I don't know what the resolution things are. I mean, maybe that's like preview resolution, possibly, because I didn't change any kinds of resolution when I brought it in here. But anyway, there's a schnike ton of I got to figure out how to get rid of all these damn layers.
Oh, sorry about that. I misread.
That's okay.
No, that's pretty valid, because a lot of the painting apps that I use have layers, but the more layers that you have, the resolution gets smaller and smaller. So that's what I was going to bring up. But
so the sync happens through the Adobe Creative Cloud. I don't believe I'm a member of the Adobe Creative Cloud, and I don't know if that's an additional fee or not.
2 gigs free.
2 gigs for free?
Yeah.
2 gigs is a lot when you're dealing about probably just bouncing back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deal with something and then you could pull it off to put something else back up there or whatnot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. That's it. That's it for me. That's it for Adobe Photoshop Touch. I know you guys hadn't gotten it yet, but I mean, you know, that's one of the things that kind of sucks about the app environment as far as iTunes Store goes, is that you can't, like for instance, if I buy Lightroom 4, it's a, you know, it used to be $300. I don't know what they charge for now, $150, I think. Or even the Creative Suite, you know, I could get a $1,000 trial version of the Creative Suite for free for 30 days mm-hmm. to sit there and say, oh yeah, I do like it, or oh no, I don't like it. You have to bite $5 whether you like it or not. So that's stinky, but you know.
Yeah. So
what you have to do is rely on folks like the Tiny Shutter to give you their opinion and, you know, take it for what it's worth. Like I said, you know, this, I can see that this app, and I haven't used FilterStorm in like over a year anyway, but it along with some of these other beefier apps, even Photoshop, I mean, even iPhoto, they get to be cumbersome. And if you're somebody that just wants to do some quick slang bang type of stuff, then this wouldn't be for you.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is for someone that really likes to sit down and edit.
Right. Yep.
When you're stuck in the outback, when you don't have an actual computer in front of you,
or when you're bored at work.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not saying that because that's what I do. I'm just saying.
For an example.
Yeah. It's totally what I do.
All right. Let's move over to our post pick of the week. And that's Matt this week.
I got a sweet one.
Sweet.
First of all, I had a hard time picking. There's a lot of pretty awesome stuff. Our good friend Bread Geek, I almost picked one of his. But he's been featured a little too much. Got to spread the love. And then also our buddy and now sometimes co-host Joseph Ferreira. He had a self-portrait that is absolutely hilarious.
It's actually, I was looking at that today thinking like that could be one because it's a really awesome freaking picture.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to go check that out because it's very creative and it's funny as heck.
You'll know it when you see it.
yeah, for sure.
All right, so my pick this
It's even funnier the longer you look at it. It's a great freaking picture.
The look on his face is just priceless.
All right, anyway.
If you're in the Tiny Shutter feed and you find Joseph's picture, you got to scroll, I don't know, maybe about six, seven rows down from that. There's a photo from a user, and I have no idea how to say their username. It's IFOTON, iPhoton.
I like that.
iPhoton. That's what it is, iPhoton. And this is a picture taken on the Tennessee-North Carolina border as they're cruising towards the Smoky Mountains, and it's taken like on the road basically, but the scene is freaking awesome. If he didn't have a caption, I would think that this was like the Rocky Mountains or something, because the mountains in the background are just epic looking.
Yeah.
And there's really killer, awesome clouds in the sky, and just the way the picture's shot, it's got like a slight tilt to it, which kind of gives it a feeling of motion. It just makes you feel like you're there in the car with them. You're along for the ride, and you're on your way to this super awesome place. And
in 1970.
Maybe. I don't know. But I like the feel of the photo, and it kind of makes me want to go on an adventure.
Oh, I love the feel of the photo. I think it's awesome. Awesome stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, it's a great shot.
Following.
Very drama. Very cool. All right. Yeah. You know what? I think I would like to do – we'll start it next week, I think, or next time or whatever. Maybe go through and – well, never mind. Forget I said anything. Moving on. today's screw-up is brought to you by Keith Tharp. And I wanted to mention that we have an opportunity for you to head over to the tinyshutter.com page, and there's a place where you can buy some cool stuff off of Amazon now through our link, and that also obviously helps support the show. And there's also the sponsor a show tab that you can go and sign up to sponsor an episode or two or ten. And we are going to move into the final finales of the show and ask for our kind hosts' focus points for this week.
I'll go first because this is going to be
and Mark's going to go first.
My my choice for this week is actually iPhoto.
Jeepers creepers.
For one reason and one reason alone. This helped me on my train ride because anybody who's been on the MBTA notices that they have absolutely no cell phone reception, and their Wi-Fi choice is dreadful. I've seen Rolling Rocks have a better Wi-Fi connection than this thing. And I needed to transfer a photo from my iPhone to my iPad, and or vice versa, from my iPad to my iPhone. So I had iPhoto, and since it's a universal app, I was able to bust out my laptop first to load them on since I didn't have it on. But iPhoto has this unique feature called beaming, and with your Bluetooth connection, you're able to transfer photos from one device to the other. And
another reason to drink the Kool-Aid.
Android will say that they could tap their phones and it'll be all right. But but yeah, if in a pinch, if you don't have anything else, if you don't have Wi-Fi and if you don't have your 3G connection up, then I suggest using iPhoto for just that reason alone. So nice. That's it. Apart from else, I think the app is crap. But
nice. All right, I'll go next, and actually, I'll go last because you mentioned that you don't have one this week, right, Matt?
I do not.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say, actually, I do.
I know, I do that all the time. You've done that before. But
you got to do yours first, though.
Yeah. Right? Right after I do mine, he'll be like, oh, I do have one.
This just in.
So my pick this week, if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen my very last picture that I posted is a picture of my daughter. And I'm pretty...
That's your daughter?
I thought you
just hired a model.
I'm pretty darn proud of this picture because it came out really good, actually. We had this snowy weather happening, and she's got this really cute coat that we bought her for Christmas, and it obviously the bright red pops off of the snow that was happening. I mean, this was on our snowstorm that we got, I don't know, whatever day it was. And so I brought her outside, and I had a kind of idea of what I wanted to get for this shot. And this is my thing about this. I love this because I posted it to Facebook and here on Instagram, and I look at it and I'm like, I took this with an iPhone, and it doesn't look like an iPhone picture. And the reason it doesn't look like an iPhone picture is because I used, along with all the other apps I used an app called Big Lens. I don't know if you guys have heard of Big Lens before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bokeh simulator. Yeah,
It's a bokeh simulator. Sure, it creates a false or a simulated depth of field, or lack of depth of field rather.
Mm-hmm.
So, really easy to work with. Really great options as far as dialing in just the right amount of blur, just the right amount of your edge softness on your subject. The particular shot that I used really served well because it was her on a muted background. Obviously, we had the snow. The snow was a little, the snow had quite a bit of pop because it was, you know, white, a little oversaturated. So it was fairly easy for me to isolate her off of that muted background. And then just to dial in the blur. And then you're able to, as Matt mentioned, add in those interesting bokeh little things that, you know, you have a choice of hearts or stars or just regular bokeh too. You could do circles and so forth as well. That not the kind of fake stuff that goes overlays, but it actually uses the highlights in the background of the picture to do them. And I did this one with snowflakes, a snowflake template cutout or whatever. And that's it. So I thought it was a great little app. It works really well. And to be honest with you, I don't know how much it costs. I want to say it's $1.99.
It was free for a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's I got it for free, but I don't think it's free anymore. But it's a really good app, and I know there's a lot of them out there that do similar types of stuff, and there's probably some that that are free and may or may not be worth free. I don't know. But this one's cool, and if it's $1.99, then it's worth it. If it's $2.99, I might look for a different solution. Actually, now I could probably do something similar in Photoshop Touch. So that's it, and that's my focus point for this week.
Sweet.
Cool. And so let's wrap it up. Tell everybody where they can find us. Go ahead, Matt.
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Mark? I can be found on twitter.com/ mostly Marcus.
Slashed?
Slashed. I've been slashed. Slash, and you slash, can, slash. No, you just can mostly find, Marcus.
You can find me over at Instagram, and that is Keith_Tharp. What the hell's going on?
Matt's got to step away. The world.
So Matt's gone. He's stepping away.
Whoa!
That's it. You just remember, you can head over to tinyshutter.com where you can get links and information from today's show, courtesy of our new host, who's helping us with show notes right now. And thank you very much to Joseph for his help. Thanks to everybody in the focus group for sticking in there with us today. And that's it. Head over to tinyshutter.com for links and information. Head over to facebook.com/tinyshutter, twitter.com/tinyshutter. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Take care.
And bye from Matt.
Bye, I'm Matt Austin. Bye-bye.
I'm Matt, and I will say goodbye.
See you later, folks.
Take care.